Continuing with the laws of kavana, of intent, when you shecht a korban Pesach, Mishnah Gimel here in the fifth parak of Pesachim, Shchato shelo le'ochlov v'shelo le'menuyav v'la'areilim v'la'tameim pasal. If you slaughtered the korban Pesach for the purpose of people who are not able to eat the korban Pesach, let's say an elderly person who can't eat even a kazayis of meat, or shelo le'menuyav, you intended this korban Pesach to be for somebody who didn't sign up for it. The halacha is that every korban Pesach has to have people who are signed up in advance. Rashi says they have to pay money to sign up to participate in this korban Pesach. Well, let's say you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and you shech the korban Pesach for the purpose of zvulun. La'arelim. If somebody is uncircumcised, they're not allowed to participate in the korban Pesach. V'la'tameim. Somebody who's tamei. Puzzle. The carbon is disqualified. What if you have a mixed machshava? In this case, you have la'ochlov v'shalo la'ochlov. You say, I'm shechting this for Reuven, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Zvulun. Or l'menuyev v'shalo l'menuyev. Again, oh, the first case, la'ochlov, is the people who can't eat it. They don't have teeth, whatever. Menuyev is the Reuven, Shimon, Levi case. L'mulav l'arela, mixed group of people who have a brace of people who don't. L'tmev l'tohorim, same thing. Kosher. In this case, it's different than shalol l'shmo, which is a machshava that ruins the carbon. Here, it's just the absence of the right intention. So if you have a mixed machshava, mixed thought, then the people who are qualified, they kasher, they make this carbon and they intend acceptable. Shchot or korum chatzos, if you shechted it in the morning, pasul, it's completely disqualified. Mishum shenemer, as the pasuk says, bein rabbayim, even though there's one minority dissenting opinion, we don't pasuk like that. Shchot or korum latamid, let's say you're supposed to shecht the korum pesach after the afternoon tamid. If you did it earlier, it's kasher. Uvavad, as long as shehe echad memaris bedamo, one person stirs the blood so it doesn't congeal, ad sheyizorek nam tamid, until they sprinkle the blood of the tamid shel bein rabbayim, and after that, once you do the tamid sprinkling first, then you do the Pesach afterwards, then that's lechatchila what you're supposed to do. And even b'dieved, if you were nizrak, if you sprinkle the dam Pesach before the dam of the tamid, that's also kosher b'dieved. Hashochet es haPesach al chametz. Let's say, you know, there's an iser to have chametz in your possession on 14th day of Nisan, Yom Yudalad, in the afternoon. There's an additional prohibition of lo sishchal chametz dam zivchi, of shechting the korban Pesach while you have chametz. If you did that, Hashochet es haPesach al chametz over below saseh, you violate alo saseh. Rabbi Yudah's opinion is af haTamid, even the korban Tamid shel bein rabbayim of the 14th is also a problem. Rabbi Shimon says haPesach b'arba asar, if you shechted the Pesach on the 14th day lishmo, for its purpose, you are chayav. But v'shelo lishmo, if you shechted it for some other reason, and now it's no longer the status of a normal carbon Pesach, it's going to be pasul because the Pesach shelo lishmo is pasul on Yom Yudalid, then you're pater because you only violate the Isra of Shechitas Pesach on chametz with having chametz in it if it's a Pesach which is kosher. Ushar kol hasvachim, but all other karbanos, bein lishmo, bein shelo lishmo, whether they are for their purpose, for their somebody else's purpose, which is disqualifying them, pater. You are pater. But what about a Chol HaMoed? But there's an additional restriction. Of course, you're not allowed to have chametz on Chol HaMoed Pesach. Lishmo, pater, shelo, lishmo is chayav. If you have a Karman Pesach, which you left over until Chol HaMoed Pesach, if you shechted it for a Pesach, it's no longer kosher because you can't bring a korban Pesach on Chol HaMoed. But shelo lishmo, if you brought this leftover Pesach, stay with me, you have a korban Pesach, it's supposed to be brought in Yom Yudalid, but you didn't bring it on Yom Yudalid, you left it till Chol HaMoed. Now it's disqualified as a Pesach, it defaults into a Shlamim. If you shechted for a Pesach, it's disqualified according to this opinion. So if it's a disqualified korban, you can't violate the Isra of bringing that on with when you have chametz. But if it's brought l'shem shlamim, which is what it's for now, and it's actually kosher as a shlamim, then you are chayav on Chol HaMoed to bring a Pesach l'shem shlamim because it's an acceptable shlamim. Ushar kol hazvachim and all other karbonos, bein l'shman, bein shelo l'shman, let's say a random ola, it's chayav, you are violating this iser, chutz min achatas sheshchachta shelo l'shmo, except achatas, because an ola, even though it's not supposed to be brought shelo l'shmo, it's technically b'dieved kosher, as opposed to a chatas. If you bring a chatas on Chol HaMoed Pesach, shelo lishmo, for the sake of an ola, it's completely disqualified, just like a Pesach on Erev Pesach, and therefore, if it's a disqualified carbon, you can't violate the isra of shechting a carbon while you own chametz.